This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Robbie McRae, the CEO of Caracal Gold, joins me today for an operations update since listing on the main market only last week. So welcome back, Robbie. How are you?
Thanks, Mark. Very well, and yourself?
Very good. Thank you, Robbie. So yes, just over a week since Caracal listed. And in my last interview where I spoke to Gerard, we spoke about the proceeds that you raised being approximately £8.3 million. The ambition to take the resource to over 2 million ounces. Drill rigs were on the way, and we discussed how you were going to hit the ground running. And this update today really putting in black and white and spelling out those plans. So I'd like to just go through the points individually, spend a little bit of time just in your own words to get it from you. So first of all, the connecting of the mains power, you mentioned it reduced costs and also give ESG benefits. So just give us your take on that point.
Sure, Mark. Obviously, we've had the benefit of being on the ground for over a year up here. And while we were getting the listing done, we were responsible for operations. We identified power and specifically the rental gensets from Aggreko, which we hire, and then just the pure diesel consumption numbers for our plant and for our mine. So it's been a high priority item for us to get connected up to the main power in Kenya. Now that we've raised the money, it was the first capital item which we tackled post-listing. We signed the contract up earlier this week, paid the deposits, and Kenya Power, who are responsible for the installation, will be on site next week. We reckon it'll take them about 6 weeks to run the line, put the transformer and everything in place. On our side of the transformer, we're all ready for him. We've dug the trenches. We've got the cabling in place. So, yeah, all good to go. And we've run the numbers, and we believe at current production levels, just over $100 per ounce saving.
Right. Okay. So that's getting you off what generator power onto grid power, effectively.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Is factor which come into it. I think Kenya's the 12th largest generator of geothermal power in the world.
Okay.
Our line is connected. We're at the lower end of the Rift Valley, and the line that supplies us is supplied by a geothermal project, obviously further north. So yeah, it's some geothermal ESG credits for us.
Sure.
Moving from diesel to nice, clean geothermal power.
Okay, good. Good to hear. So the second point then about continuing to increase the plant throughput and the redesign of the plant and operating more efficiently. So how much are you increasing the plant throughput? And how are you going to do that?
So, Mark, since we came to site, we took over the plant. The milling plant, we were told, had a capacity of 120 ton a day. We've pushed that mill to 500 ton a day. But based on the current mine plan, we've settled on a tonnage of 400 tons a day through our mill. We also have commissioned a second plant since we've been on site. We have a tailings retreatment plant. And the current tonnage to that tailings retreatment plant is also 400 ton a day. So we're currently treating 400 ton a day of run of mine ore and 400 ton a day of tailings.
Okay. And the third point in the update is about the new mine plan. So what can you tell us about this?
Obviously, we are making significant investments into the mining side of the operation. We've got the resource. But we'd had to spend some money to increase the capacity of the mine to kind of feed our hungry plant at the moment. So we spent the last 3 months doing a lot of underground drilling with our Kempe drill, doing a lot of modeling, a lot of planning, investing and equipping the underground mine to cope with the new tonnage. Mm-hmm. Reaping the fruits and the benefits of that at the moment. We're at about 60 to 70% of capacity of the mine plan. And later this month and then getting into October, we'll get up to 100% of that current plan, and we'll be able to then comfortably feed the 400 ton a day of run of mine ore to the plant.
Okay. Now, you've also appointed a new geologist. Can you say who that is and what their remit's going to be?
Yes, sure. The first team of geologists that we had on site were focused on the underground. underground exploration, but mainly focused on grade control. So we've appointed a specialist exploration geologist who's got a vast amount of experience in Kenya. His name is Collins. Collins was a member of the discovery team for the deposit now owned by Shanta. They call it their West Kenya project. Previously, it belonged to Acacia. So he was part of the discovery team for Acacia and took it through to the first resource, et cetera. So very, very experienced in Kenya, very experienced in the geology of the region and us, and he's extremely excited about our project. He's already tapped in, understood the model for all the project areas and the previous areas where exploration was done by Goldplatz and where we've kind of scratched around. But he's put forward a very exciting exploration model for us based on his knowledge of what Shanta have got and we've got. So okay. We can't wait to get our rigs onto site and start testing his model.
Indeed, indeed. Good. Sounds like a steal. Now, of course, the next point is about opening a corporate office, which is important. So you've got a good presence on the ground. But what about the listing of the Nairobi Securities Exchange? Can you elaborate on what that is and the rationale behind it?
Yeah. Again, we've been on the ground in Nairobi in Nairobi and in Kenya for over 12 months. One of the requirements under the Kenyan mining law, if you're a major mining license holder, is that you pursue a dual listing on the Nairobi Exchange. Okay. There are a couple of major licenses around, but none of the companies have done the dual listing. We'll be the first. So from that point of view, it's a compliance issue, but it's also something that we're pretty proud of. And we've got tremendous kudos from government. I mean, going all the way up to Parliament, where they've complimented us on our open style of doing things and our compliance style of doing things and our support of allowing Kenyans to invest into a project which is in their country, but dual listed in London and here. We've also, during those 12 months, there's a very active investing community in Kenya. The Nairobi Stock Exchange is pretty vibrant. And there's a lot of interest in what we're doing. During the listing, we're not going to be raising any money in Kenya. We're simply going to be doing a listing, and then we're going to try and get some people to follow it and start investing in the market. And who knows, in the future, maybe when we do our next capital raise, maybe we'll also be able to raise some money in Nairobi.
Okay. Now, I know in the past when I've spoken to you or other members of the Caracal team, we've spoken about expanding the footprint with potential acquisitions. And this latest update saying there are advanced negotiations going on here. So again, can you elaborate at all on that point?
Yeah, I mean, we were brought many opportunities. Once people heard that we were on the ground and were following what we were doing with the listing and through the public face which Jason created for us prior to the listing, we had many approaches. We evaluated many of those, Mark. We had lots of time to evaluate them while we were doing the listing. We shortlisted them, got it down to the two projects which we really wanted to pursue, and immediately post-listing, we've started some pretty serious negotiations. I believe in a couple of weeks, something serious will be announced.
Okay. Well, yes, it does sound like you certainly hit the ground running. How are you feeling? I know we were going to have the interview earlier in the day, but you ended up going underground. We could have tried to do it from underground, but maybe we would have struggled with an internet connection. But it certainly seems like there's an awful lot going on. How are you feeling generally now? And what are the key things that you're looking forward to and investors should anticipate?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tremendously exciting start to the month. We listed at the beginning of the month. Feeling a bit of pressure here on site. You know, we're a listed company now. We've obviously got to from the end of this quarter, we're going to have to be reporting. So we want to really have an impressive first quarter. So the team are excited, feeling a bit of pressure, but it's good. Share price is doing very well. We've gone up nicely from when we've listed. I think we listed at a P, and we're trading above a P40 today. So that's really good. And we certainly haven't held back on what we're doing. We're implementing what we put forward that we would do once we had raised the money aggressively. We're investing the money that we raised from our investors as we said we would, and pushing hard. Very exciting time.
Good. Well, I certainly do notice the updates that you put out on Twitter. And by the sounds of it, it looks like we'll probably be speaking again fairly soon. I look forward to chatting to you again as the plant throughput improves and the drill rigs get on site and any other news that's around. But for now, Robbie McRae, the CEO of Caracal Gold, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mark. Much appreciated.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.